Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Monday, the 1st of April. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. I was the main protagonist in the premier weekly news show at the incumbent TV station in Hong Kong, aired during the prime time last night. The episode was about chess, and they were interviewing me about the challenges I've been facing from the younger generation. But I was very flattered to hear from a number of my chess fans that they would still support me in these tough times. In finance, it does take courage to be contrarian. We spoke about those who bought into Chinese equities very recently in the podcast last Thursday. And actually, there were such investors in the bond space as well. So for example, Asian US dollar corporate bonds has performed approximately in line with developed market high-yield corporate bonds and outperformed developed market investment-grade corporate bonds year-to-date. The outperformance was largely driven by Asian high-yield bonds. Now, this was in line with our expectations, but it does take some courage to be buying these for this year, given all the scary headlines out there. But we continue to prefer Asian high-yield bonds over IG bonds because of the following. So Asian high-yield bonds have now likely priced ongoing defaults from the property sector, leaving less room for further downside surprises. As an example, we note that recently, strong asset class performance has continued despite a significant Chinese property developer defaulting this year. And also, although Asian high-yield bonds remain dominated by Greater China issuers, we believe geographical and sector exposures are now more well-balanced. So how do factors outside Asia affect the Asian US dollar corporate bonds? Well, we see more muted moves in US 10-year yield going forward. This bodes well for an environment of lower volatility in the rate space. So in the US, stronger than expected macro data releases year to date suggest economic resilience. Our expectations of a higher likelihood of soft landing prompt us to reduce Fed cut expectations this year to 75 basis points from 125 basis points previously. We expect the US 10-year government bond yield to stay within a range of 4% to 4.25% over 3 months. And we continue to expect the Fed to deliver the first rate cut in June. But a shallower rate cut path means we expect the fall in the 10-year yield to be limited to 3.75 to 4% over the next 12 months. So in such an environment, it is likely that Asian high-yield bonds should outperform IG bonds, and there could be additional boost if we do see more government stimulus from China. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.